101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Cold customers were thrilled when MGM Casino at National Harbor opened its doors a half hour ahead of schedule last night. But that early start did nothing to relieve the crowds, which filled the casino to capacity within an hour, forcing folks to stand in line well into the night to get inside. The 5,000-space parking garage was also closed when it filled up, and police closed off two beltway exits leading to the harbor in a bid to free up traffic on the Wilson Bridge, which was jammed before midnight. Early reviews seemed to be positive, though some complained there was not a single empty slot machine to be found. 8 Georgetown University students spent the night camped out inside the office of school president John DeGioia to protest the school's licensing agreement with Nike. The students claim the shoe company's factory in Vietnam is a sweatshop. There were originally 17 student protesters, but half of them left when the school threatened to take sanctions against them, according to a student newspaper. A school spokeswoman says Georgetown's committed to protecting the rights of workers. No word on how or when the protest will end. Is it cold enough for you?
We'll see wind chills drop down into the low 20s to even around 20, and then stay below freezing all day Friday for the wind chill. And then the high temperature looks to be about 40, but it will be pretty breezy, so there will be a notable wind chill.
Meteorologist Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service says the cold will stay with us for the weekend, but at least there won't be snow. President-elect Trump is selling his administration appointments by taking to the road. In Iowa, he introduced that state's governor, Terry Branstad, as the new ambassador to China, and that was just the start.
Reveling in a crowd of thousands in Iowa.
Do you like it so far, everybody?
President-elect Donald Trump defending his cabinet appointments.
I want people that made a fortune because now they're negotiating with you.
Touting the success of some of his wealthy picks.
It's no different than a great baseball player or a great golfer.
Including Carl's Jr. and Hardee's executive Andy Puster to head the Labor Department.
Correspondent Sunlin Surfati. As Mr. Trump travels, his lawyers are busy trying to put the election to rest. A motion will be heard in federal court in Wisconsin today to stop the recount there. And there will be another hearing in Pennsylvania to decide whether a recount can start. A federal judge in Michigan's already halted that state's recount. This will be a special day at Discovery Elementary School in Arlington as kids wear school colors and remember John Glenn, whose 1998 spaceflight on the shuttle Discovery was the inspiration for the school's name.
Discovery Elementary School opened last year on land across the street from Glenn's former home. After the community decided to name the school in his honor 2 years ago, Glenn spoke to WMAL about it.
I'm glad they're using the Discovery theme because I think that's what good education is all about, is letting the kids all discover their own talents and capabilities.
Principal Dr. Aaron Russo says,
we're exploring every day. We're discovering every day.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens at 19,615, the NASDAQ at 54,17. In sports, the Wizards beat the Nuggets. The Maryland women extend perfection another night with a win over St. Peter's. And Thursday night football, the Chiefs control the AFC West with a win over the Raiders. WMAL News Times, 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
The holidays are here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town, Rhode Island Avenue. Extra time needed. The crash is going to be inbound Rhode Island Avenue after you pass Brentwood Road, heading up toward the Rhode Island Metro. Please watch for police direction. Apparently, just one lane getting by the scene of this crash. Southeast Southwest Freeway, heavy each direction like it's been most of the rush hour. Now on the westbound side after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Incidents reported within the backups. 395, a bit of volume through Landmark. Catch a little bit of a break and then slows again across the 14th Street Bridge, Spriggs Road north of Minneville Road in Dale City. Still watch for accident cleanup. Investigation underway. In Sterling, southbound 28, jam to get down to the crash at the exit for the toll road. And in Aspen Hill, watch on Connecticut Avenue. Still with the crash, southbound Connecticut Avenue before you get to Randolph Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, cold temperatures, but plenty of clear sky and sunshine today. Probably struggling to get to 40 degrees. With the wind, it will obviously feel colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 28 in Manassas, 29 in La Plata, 31 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A report from the World Anti-Doping Agency finds more than 1,000 Russian athletes took part in state-sponsored doping. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And John Glenn then became the first man, first American man to orbit the Earth. He passed away yesterday at the age of 95, and America is stopping to remember the life and times of this this amazing American hero. And joining us on the line right now to talk more about that is astronaut Clayton Anderson, who flew aboard many shuttle missions. Good morning to you, Mr. Anderson. Good to have you with us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, great to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the inspiration that John Glenn was to the astronauts who followed on in the years that followed. Did you, as a young boy, did you have a chance to study the life and time of John Glenn? Was he an inspiration to you?
He was. He flew in 1962. At that time, I was only 3 years old. But as I grew older, my mother tells the story of when I was six, and I told people that I was going to be a Mercury or Gemini astronaut, and I wasn't too influenced by John personally until I actually met him in 1998. He had returned to Johnson Space Center in Houston to start training on his shuttle mission, and I was a baby astronaut, having just been selected in the same year, and we met at church in Webster, Texas, at Webster Presbyterian. And I was pretty much in awe. I knew exactly who he was. He had no idea who I was.
And did you then train alongside him as it went forward?
We didn't train alongside him, but we did learn from his experience. So as he went through his training flow and then flew and came back to Earth, he was very good at debriefing all of the rookie astronauts that were in the class in 1998 and telling us the differences between when he flew his Mercury mission and when he flew his shuttle mission, which was very helpful to us as we were learning the ropes.
So I wonder if you can sort of give us an insider's view of how large John Glenn loomed there when you were training as an astronaut. My understanding and what I hear is that he really was larger than life. Even when he wasn't in the room, John Glenn's presence was in the room because of the trail that he blazed back in 1962. Is that true?
I think it's very true. John was a very humble man. He had a good sense of humor. He was pretty quiet. But when he spoke, of course, everyone listened. And then to know that he was there training again and influencing people in the Mission Control Center, in the astronaut office, in the training organization, he was there and very gracious, but he was larger than life, given what he'd accomplished, right? When those guys got on a rocket ship in the 60s, they didn't know if they were going to come back safely or not.
Yeah.
And because of his courage and his willingness to take that risk, guys like me could fly with a much higher confidence level on the space shuttle.
And yet, it's so interesting. You're so right. And of course, much has been said about the danger that John Glenn put himself in and his fellow Mercury 7 astronauts put themselves in those early days of the space program. And now, you know, people say we take space travel for granted. Well, why is that? And is that a good thing? I mean, you look at the Challenger disaster. You look at the Columbia disaster. The space shuttle wasn't like it was without risk.
I think that's true of many things, right? When you and I get on an airplane today, we assume a lot of risk, and we trust that that system and the people that are involved with it are doing the absolute best to keep us safe. And I believe astronauts have that same trust in what NASA does and the people that support us. On any given day, something can go wrong that we simply don't understand or have not been made aware of yet. And that's where that risk and that willingness to take that risk is important. But again, we rely on the team of people, the thousands of people on the ground, that they've done their job to the best of their ability to keep us all safe no matter what we do.
You know, I like you, was a child of the space race. I grew up watching it. I was six when John Glenn launched into space. But I remember being excited about the space program, about being inspired by the space program, by being really, really curious about all the things that were to be discovered and the things that were still to be learned because of the space program. And I don't think we have that sense about us today. I mean, they keep talking about Mars, but it seems so far off. Are you concerned about the state of our current space program?
Very much so. I think I agree totally with what you're saying. You know, back then, there was no social media, there were no video games, there was no 24-hour news network, there was no ability to watch Netflix and binge-watch TV shows for hours. You know, so the space program was able to take a very important place in the daily lives of folks in America, and I think we need that again. The issue for me is today we have a dripping faucet that drips money into the NASA budget from the U.S. government. And until someone steps up and opens that spigot a little bit and makes it a steadier stream and not a dripping flow, I think we're going to be in the situation we are today. We need a good common goal. Maybe it's Mars, maybe it's the moon. But once you set that goal, you also have to set the resources to achieve that.
Yeah, having a goal is not enough. You got to put your money where your mouth is, right?
Exactly. But again, that money is being competed for by so many organizations. I mean, we're trillions of dollars in debt, right? We're, you know, money's going to all these different places, so space is an afterthought. But I do know that no president will ever cancel the space program because they certainly don't want that to be part of their legacy.
Our guest is astronaut Clayton Anderson. And to bring it back a little bit to John Glenn, but within context of what you're saying, the reason that John Glenn was so important at that time in 1962 is that it was the Cold War. And the Soviets, who had nuclear weapons, they were showing that they could launch a craft to orbit the planet and hover over the nation's capital or hover over a neighborhood in Iowa. This was a military play more than anything else. I mean, the Soviets and their space program were seen as an existential threat to our country. That threat doesn't loom anymore. Doesn't that sort of explain why we're not pouring all the money into the space program at this time? I mean, let's face it, John Glenn, he was a military hero before he was an astronaut.
That's all true. I would challenge people to think of it in a slightly different way today. If you look at the International Space Station, where we're working hand in hand with Russia, I believe we can say with relative certainty that when you're flying in space together, you're not going to fight each other on the Earth. And I think that that's kind of the tact we may need to look at in the future. For example, if we're concerned with China, perhaps we need to negotiate and fly with them in space, because I believe truly that if we take this international tact and work together in outer space, it will lessen the possibilities for difficulties on the ground. It won't do it 100%, but when you don't have that big space race between a nuclear power and the United States, you have to look to a different way to motivate what you're trying to do. And I think that's one way we can look at it.
All right.
With certainty.
Well, as we sit back, and these are great things to talk about, as we sit back and remember the legacy of John Glenn. Astronaut Clayton Anderson, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
It is 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I want to start with the better news, and that's coming out of Aspen Hill. You can now use Connecticut Avenue coming southbound. The crash before Randolph Road, looks like they mostly have all that contained and out of the travel lane. So better shape, and those delays are quickly easing. So that's the good news on the Connecticut Avenue stretch. Not so good on the Beltway. First, we have the top side delays. They begin after 95 this morning, New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, but then hang on, we have a crash beyond. So now delays are quickly forming. The outer loop before you get to 270 for the accident, Beltway slows each direction there in Bethesda. Better on the Beltway outer loop at 214, where we had the earlier crash. Those delays about eased, just about eased out on the Wilson Bridge near 210 for the heaviest stretch. Virginia Beltway still struggling, though, jammed as you come off of 95 over toward the Little River Turnpike. And now in the backups, looks like we have a crash right near Braddock Road. And good news, too, in Dale City, Spriggs Road at Minneville Road reopen. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got sunny skies today, but it's going to be windy and cold. High of 40 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 40 degrees. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 40s. Right now, it's 31 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:17.
Better watch out. You better not cry, better not fight, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You know, everyone knows the story about the bad Santa, you know. Santa, he's got the, you know, he smells like bourbon. He's sitting there. It's a part-time job. Yeah. He's got a cigarette hanging on it. Come here, kid.
No,
come here, kid. What do you want?
Creepy. Don't do that.
Take your prize and go out of it. Here's a candy cane for you. Just go, get out of my face. It's like W.C. Fields playing Santa Claus at the mall, right?
Yeah.
Not going to tell me I don't love the kids. I love the kids. Well, a real-life bad Santa apparently reared its his ugly St. Nicholas clad head
bearded,
there.
Yeah. Head.
In North Carolina, here's what happened. And this is all according to the Huffington Post, who has now revealed the details of this story.
Mm.
A 9-year-old boy, North Carolina,
right,
with his mom, goes to see Santa at the local mall. And while speaking to Santa and asking for an iPod Touch and a drone.
Okay. Santa, well, I like this kid already.
Santa then said, yeah, okay, kid, whatever. And then dropped him off his knee and said, by the way, lay off the hamburgers and French fries. Apparently, Santa was feeling it there in the quads as little Jimmy.
Wait.
Yeah.
This can't possibly be right because I have a very authoritative source on Santa Claus,
right?
Clayton Clark Moore, who wrote, he had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
So
I'm saying the historical references on Santa Claus. Everything we know about Santa Claus comes from basically that poem.
You're suggesting that Santa spends a little time at Five Guys as well.
He knows jolly and plump. So who is he to tell this kid to lay off the burgers?
Let's ask the kid.
And when I got done, he said, just lay off the hamburgers and french fries, and that really just disrespected me, and I felt awful. It affected me so bad that I was crying until I went to bed that night.
Can you imagine? What would you do? You're standing there with your kid. You're posing for the picture.
He feels disrespected.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, kid's mom.
Very rude. I've never seen anything like it.
Is it me? Is this kind of a Honey Boo Boo situation, isn't it?
Honey Boo Boo element to this story, isn't
it? Might
there?
Be. Well, here's the local station reporting on what happened next to jolly old St. Nick, the fat shamer.
Santa is employed by Forest City and was forced to apologize to the family, but Anthony says the apology was not sincere. His mother wants the Santa fired. The town manager didn't say if any disciplinary action was taken. Anthony says he will not be sitting on Santa's lap again. I can only think that was one of Santa's helpers. That wasn't the real Santa. The real Santa would never, ever.
So hold on. Anthony says he won't sit on Santa's lap again, which, by the way, I think is what Santa had in mind.
Yeah.
With the rotund little boy.
Well, you know, well, do we know? I haven't seen him. Is he rotund? I mean, he must be.
I don't put me in this position.
I mean, is he a little fat boy?
Photograph of him, and he looks like he could.
He got his own little round belly.
He could play Santa someday in the school play if necessary. He could take a lap.
This wasn't like a mall Santa. This was like a town Santa.
No, I think so. Yeah, yeah, Forest City, and I'm sorry. It's not funny. It is mortifying. It was mortifying for the little child. It was, I'm sure, mortifying for the parents involved. I don't know what I would say if Santa did that. Yeah. Even if it's true, even if the boy does need to lay off the hamburgers and French fries, perhaps Santa should just keep those thoughts to himself. Perhaps we shouldn't have a Santa suffering from Tourette syndrome. Sitting there, responsible for bringing joy to little children's lives.
Lay off the burgers, kid.
So let's hope that this is just a one-off. It's a random situation, and this is not going to become a trend. I don't think that it needs to do that. By the way, for the record, pointed out in Huffington Post, the child in question can be seen. The mother's name is Ashley Mays. Ashley Mays.
Okay. Ashley Mays?
Yeah. Ashley Mays' Facebook page has lots of pictures of the little boy playing baseball, and he starts basketball in a few weeks. He's quite active, and apparently his favorite fruit is hamburger and fries. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now that was a bad save.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
You know, the holiday season is upon us, and everyone during this time of year is looking to save a buck or two or looking for that big, big, big sale. Well, I know where you can get both of those things. That's right, the deal of a lifetime and a big sale. Plus, save money all year round, going forward, and increase the value of your home. How could this possibly happen? All you got to do is pick up your phone and make a call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek offering no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around, windows that save you money on your utility bills and add to the value of your home. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Get the deal of a lifetime, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. ThompsonCreek.com right now, or dial this number, 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing is to credit approval. Ow. ThompsonCreek.com for details. The number again, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of our tough spots right now: Maryland Beltway, Bethesda Outer Loop. As you come up to 270, crash along the right side as expected. It's linked up with the delays as you come out of College Park. So from New Hampshire Avenue to 270 in that jam traffic, Inner Loop side, rubbernecking and slow as you head through Bethesda as well. Also, it's been a tough ride, but getting better. Connecticut Avenue southbound near Randolph Road, that crash now cleared, so you can go ahead and take it. It won't cost you too much extra time. Rhode Island Avenue, heading inbound near the Rhode Island Avenue Metro Station for the crash. One lane at last check getting by. And in Sterling, we're still hung up, and in fact, delays are actually growing. So one area to avoid, southbound 28. If you have the option, take Route 7. Southbound 28 is just a solid lineup heading down to the toll road for the crash, and the inbound Greenway also affected. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bite to that air today. The west-northwesterly winds are in and gusty. Chilly this morning, cold this afternoon, near 40 degrees, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 degrees at 8:26. Feeling that Mick Jagger has pretty much gotten anything that he wants in his lifetime, including a brand new baby.
What?
Yes. Congratulations, Daddy Mick. This is his eighth child.
How old is that guy?
He is 73 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is now the proud papa of his eighth child, born to his 29-year-old girlfriend, American ballerina Melanie Hamrick. Why is that funny?
That's just like Mick still getting it done.
Well, he's got the moves like Jagger.
That's what I hear.
So there you go. They are not married. I guess that's a thing. Jagger, by the way.
So he's a new dad and a great grandfather.
He became a great grandfather in 2014. So here's the bottom line. His great grandchild is 2 years older than his new
girlfriend.
Baby. Baby. And his baby.
Oh, I'm got you.
And his baby. His great-grandchild is.
But he's got a 21-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah, but
and a 29-year-old girlfriend.
Right.
That's amazing.
You know, we talk about the heroism of John Glenn, and we neglect some other heroes in our lives that we should be really impressed with. We salute you.
Well, you know
Mick
about
Jagger.
That. You know, December.
I am not 73 years old.
No.
But Meredith is older than Mick Jagger's girlfriend. That's kind of jarring, actually. It's 8:28.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
power
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-219-0667. That's 1-800-219-0667. 1-800-219-0667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Brett Beer, Fox News Channel. Keep it here.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. It was so cold and so crowded outside the new MGM Casino at National Harbor last night that officials relented and opened their doors a half hour early, only to close within an hour when the casino reached full capacity. Every slot machine was taken. The 5,000 space parking garage, rather, was closed, and traffic backed up across the Wilson Bridge into Virginia until police closed the exits to the harbor. Late arrivers were allowed in as others left, but we hear some were still waiting to get in the middle of the night. The wait continues for President-elect Trump to choose a Secretary of State. Senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says many candidates still in play, including Mitt Romney.
Yes, he's definitely in the mix. There are several top contenders, and Governor Romney is in there as well. And it just tells you something about Donald Trump. He is willing to take into account the background, the experience, the resumes, the vision.
Conway says Trump's moving along quickly, points out it took Barack Obama 4 weeks to name his very first appointment. Supporters of the Northwest D.C. restaurant that was targeted by fake news are holding a love-in today at Comet Ping Pong on Connecticut Avenue.
In light of Sunday's events, I thought that it was incumbent to bring the community together to support this great local establishment that's been serving families all over Washington for over a decade.
Eric Sanchez is a customer. He formed a group on Facebook urging people to turn out, eat pizza, and tip well as a show of support. More than 1,800 people clicked on the page to say they'll do just that. A North Carolina man was arrested last weekend after he fired his weapon in the restaurant and claimed to be investigating a fake news report about a child sex ring being run out of the restaurant by Hillary Clinton. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,615, the NASDAQ at 5417. In sports, the Wizards beat Denver. The Maryland women reached 10-0 with a win over St. Peter's. And Thursday night football, the Chiefs over the Raiders. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
For a soldier who's recovering from the effects of war, Fisher House is here.
My wife just kept saying how wonderful this place was and how I had to hurry up and get out of the hospital.
To provide comfort, support, and an inexpensive place to stay.
I think us being here, him seeing the baby, I think that's helped him tremendously.
A place like this works wonders.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/en.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Sterling area challenging with this crash on 28. Southbound 28, right as you come up to the toll roads, giving us big delays back even before Waxpool Road. 606 Waxpool Road, everyone trying to get on to 28 South, affected with the heavy volume. Also, the Greenway has been stop and go to try to get past this crash as well. And within the backups, on the inbound Greenway after 606 for the crash. Like I said, very busy in that stretch of town. Route 7 already picking up some of that bailout traffic. 95, by contrast, wonderful out of Aquia. Wide open up through until you get to the merge with the Beltway Inner Loop. Past Braddock Road and Little River Turnpike, there was one stopped at Braddock Road. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, delays continuous now from New Hampshire Avenue to the crash right as you approach the exit for 270. That was along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bite to that air today. The west-northwesterly winds are in and gusty. Certainly chilly this morning. It's cold this afternoon, near 40 degrees, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 28 degrees in Haymarket, 27 in Damascus, 31 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Ryan and Larry in the house. And joining us on the line now is Brett Baer, the anchor special report on the Fox News Channel, seen weekdays at 6 p.m. Good to have you with us, Brett. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, so interesting we should have you here because everybody are looking right now at the makeup of the Trump cabinet as it seems to be shaping up, the nominations. A lot of generals, and you are actually working on a book about a general who became president. So what do you think about all this talk that, well, is it too many generals?
Yeah.
Do you have too many military people involved in what is not supposed to be a military part of the administration?
Right. I've got this book coming out 3 days in January. Dwight Eisenhower's Final Mission comes out January 10th. It deals with the farewell speech of Eisenhower 3 days before JFK's inaugural address.
Yeah, but that was the famous speech in which he talked about watch out for the military industrial complex.
That's right. So Eisenhower had a real concern about the military, not only the military-industrial complex, but the perception of too many military men in his cabinet when he took over from Harry Truman, which, by the way, was a very icy transition, and he vowed to make the formal process, and he did, and we talk about that in the book. But his cabinet, he wanted to go out and get doers, you know, guys that were doing things. So he had a lot of businessmen. He had the leader of the plumbers union. They actually called his cabinet 8 millionaires and a plumber. But he was very sensitive about military men since he was obviously a retired general and had led the war in World War II. Donald Trump has a different philosophy. I think he's the doer part, and he clearly is going to have business people there, and he has the same mentality on that front, getting things done. But he wants that general that he respects and reveres and believes that the U.S. respects and reveres, and I think a common denominator is that some of these generals were essentially escorted out by their ear by the Obama administration. For one reason or another, General Flynn, General Kelly at DHS, should he get the approval of the Senate? And I think you're going to see Probably not another general at state, I would bet.
But Rev, what's interesting to me is, you know, Eddie Scarry over at the Washington Examiner points out that when the Obama administration began, retired Marine General Jim Jones was the National Security Advisor, retired Army General Eric Shinseki was the VA Secretary, and retired Navy Admiral, same as a general, Dennis Blair, was the Director of National Intelligence. They had, there were three generals, and nobody blinked an eye. Why is it a different standard under Donald Trump?
Well, that's exactly right. I think it's because he wears it on his sleeve.
Yeah.
He talks about Patton, and he talks about Mad Dog Mattis, and he talks about, you know, the accomplishments for their military accomplishments and on the field, the battlefield. And, you know, he talks about it so that it becomes more of a focus. But you're exactly right. And listen, for President Obama, then Senator Obama becoming president, that was important to surround himself with some military men because, you know, this is an experience that neither of these men has.
Great point.
Yeah. So what about Secretary of State sweepstakes? You say you don't think Petraeus will probably get it?
I don't. I mean, and this is just because of the numbers and also the confirmation concerns. I think Donald Trump, the president-elect, was very impressed with Petraeus by all accounts, but I don't think they're going to go down that route. At least that's the indications we're getting.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a business person, and I don't think Mitt Romney is out of it. I think it's a little bit more far-fetched that they get there. I think Rex Tillerson from Exxon is definitely in the mix. Yesterday, Alan Mulally, from the former CEO of Ford, met. I don't think Corker is out of it. I do think that Rudy Giuliani's possibilities have diminished a bit.
Yeah, and why is that, do you think?
Well, I don't know whether it was Donald Trump not liking that he was out talking about it in the first, you know, days. I don't know. There'll be something, obviously, for Rudy Giuliani, who signed on to the campaign very early and is very close. But Secretary of State, I don't know, is in the cards.
Well, you were on Seth Meyers.
I was last night.
Yeah.
It was,
what was that like?
Yeah, what's it like being on a fake news program? Well, yeah, I only half kid. You know, a lot of millennials get their news from you know, Seth Meyers and from The Daily Show and everything.
That's, right. Know. He was very generous and gave me plenty of time, and we talked about a lot of things about the election. And you know, he's a funny guy. He obviously has a sense about politics, and. And it was a great appearance, so I was psyched to be able to get on there.
You know, Brett, I know you're a hardworking guy, and you need a little time off now and then. I did, however, notice that in your absence the other day, there was this guy, what's his name? Rosen sitting in for you.
What the hell went wrong?
If I were you, I'd be very, very concerned about this.
I know. The Fox News Channel has taken the turn. I watched the show. I thought he did excellent, and I'm happy to see him in the rotation.
He showed incredible restraint not doing any of his segments as Howard Cosell or any of the Beatles.
Yeah. Right.
He should be rewarded for that.
Exactly.
Really said.
Or Robert De Niro. I mean, we could have had an entire block of Robert De Niro.
But it is interesting to see how things are shaping up with this transition, and as everyone approaches 2017 with this new administration, I've got to think that that's in your forefront. You have such a huge role at the Fox News Washington Bureau, and you got Tucker Carlson's show has just been launched.
Yeah.
Well, how are you approaching this remarkable news cycle we're about to jump into?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting ready. We're going to have a huge week, inauguration week, and we have a lot of things planned, different shows, live in different places. We've also started this series, a 15-part series called The First 100 Days, where we go through each of the policy possibilities that the Trump administration and the President Trump are going to try to push through, and I think we're on number 4 now, and it's a 15-part series. So we give it a lot of extra time, much like we did with issues that matter leading up to the election.
And I know you're right in the midst of all the planning for January 20th, which is going to be a big day of news coverage.
Yeah, inauguration should be interesting. I mean, everybody's talking about the Trump presidency, but when you see him put his hand on that Bible in front of the Capitol, it will no longer be talking about it. This is not
It'll be a reality
show. This is real.
All right. Well, listen, Brett Baer, always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Okay. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you later. It's now 8:44.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You know, it is here upon us. It's that season where you've got a problem, and the problem has to do with your gutters. I mean, look, all the leaves that were up on the trees are now, miraculously, they've been sucked into those gutters. And now the rains have come, and you've got a mess on your hands, and you're going to have to get up there and climb on the ladder, put your life at risk, and you're going to have to take all that gunk out of the mugger, and it's an ugly, nasty, distasteful job. And you would never have to do it again if you had the Leaf Guard system. Because you install this one time, and that's the last time you have to think about your gutters. How cool is that? It is the one-piece covered gutter system, lets the water in, keeps the leaves and debris on the outside. It works. Lifetime no-clog warranty. Ever clogs? Leaf Guard will bring out their ladders, their technicians, and clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of Leaf Guard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of all downspouts. They'll even give you a $25 gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. Schedule your appointment today. Here's the number, 703-291-3114. 703-291-3114. But if you want to learn more about this special offer, just go to this special website they've set up for this occasion. It's briangutters.com.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, we're struggling here on the top side, and that's because of the crash in Bethesda outer loop. Before you get to the exit for 270, we've linked up delays coming out of the College Park area. Oh, it looks like on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, they've set up the road crews already. Getting used to this if you take this normally inside the Beltway. But if you don't, be prepared. Northbound BW Parkway before you get to 410, slowing again because of the work project. On Rhode Island Avenue, still with accident activity. Inbound Rhode Island Avenue as you come up to past Brentwood Road toward the Rhode Island Metro stop. Sterling, it has been a difficult commute to say the least. South on 28, it's a toll road crash cleared. It's caused big delays on the Greenway, and we had a serious crash inbound Greenway after 606 in the delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bite to that air today. The west northwesterly winds are in and gusty. Certainly chilly this morning. It's cold this afternoon, near 40 degrees, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 8:46 on WMAL. So, you know, Donald Trump, he's got a lot on his plate right now. He's thinking about, you know, what it is to be the president of the United States and all that kind of stuff. But he still apparently has one foot back in the old job, you know, when he was the guy on the Celebrity Apprentice. Remember the Celebrity Apprentice show? Well, he had to give that up to run for the office of the presidency. They're about to debut the new Celebrity Apprentice show. It will return on January 2nd after a two-year hiatus with a new host. And if you haven't heard, that new host is none other than the former governor of California, the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. MGM has confirmed that will take place. But here's something else they confirmed yesterday. You ready? Donald Trump will retain his executive producer credit on the series. He still gets paid because he helped develop the show along with this guy Mark Burnett, but he is going to continue to retain the title of executive producer. So when they run the credits at the end of the show, it'll be Mark Burnett, executive producer. And then the next one will be, I don't know, will they say Donald Trump, executive producer? Will they say President Donald Trump, executive producer? Well, anyway, one way or the other, he will still have his finger in that, you know. So, you know, here he is. He's left the old thing for a new thing. He's going to do the new thing, and he still wants to have his finger in the old thing. I say BS on that. You know, you leave the old thing, you're done. That's all there is to it. Well, anyway, apparently he's going to do this, and he still gets paid by this show. They say it's in the low figures and will continue to get a payment for his role in this. So it'll be interesting to watch and see exactly how that all goes. Mark Burnett, of course, is the brilliant guy, the television guy, but the idea, he says, actually came in a conversation that he had with Donald Trump. So he said it's only fitting that he continue to have his finger in the pie, at least in somewhere. I don't know if this is going to be a problem or not, given the fact that, you know, this guy is someone who ought to be thinking about other things. But nonetheless, he will maintain this executive producer on Celebrity Apprentice. It is now 8:49. Please, please
tell me now. I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor. Please, please tell me now. You're always right, and I love listening to you. Please tell
me now. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's what I believe.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There are 2 months of the year when divorce filings spike. Can you guess what they are? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. More people file for divorce in March and August than during the other months of the year. That's according to a study out of the University of Washington that looked at divorce filings in the state between 2001 and 2015. Now, here's what researchers think is behind this. No one wants to get divorced during the holidays, but if you can't make it work then, couples get divorced right after. The beginning of a new year is also a time when people often reevaluate their lives and consider the changes they want to make. Some other times of the year couples avoid include tax time and summer vacations. Those are months when people need and want to make it work, respectively, of course. Then again, sometimes when it's done and it's time to move on. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
See something? Smell something? Do something. If your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. It's time to do something. Call WAVE Home Solutions at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. The WAVE ventilation unit removes the unhealthy air that a dehumidifier just recirculates. WAVE continuously expels damp, polluted air, drying out your basement or crawl space and transforming your entire house into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Guaranteed. WAVE costs just pennies a day to operate and there are no buckets to empty. So transform your home into a drier, healthier place. Call WAVE today at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com.
WAVE Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Attention. Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th. 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of our tough spots continue on the Beltway, Maryland. This will be because of the crash on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue before 270. They're trying to get that right lane reopened, but boy, we're jammed coming around from New Hampshire Avenue, again past Connecticut Avenue. Inner loop through that stretch, you're in delays as well. Virginia, it's been a tough ride in Sterling. Southbound 28 at the toll road, crash cleared. Now it's about easing out the delays. Because of the crash, we had delays on the Greenway, and a serious crash has happened on the inbound eastbound side of the Dulles Greenway after 606. And still at last check, they had everybody stopped because of the crash. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound to the Key Bridge, heavy. Northbound B-dub to 410 with the road work slow. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue says, start a new holiday tradition like Dickie's new prime rib. Here for the holidays, make this prime rib a part of a Dickie's meal or holiday feast, along with your favorite sides and their famous buttery rolls. Order at the restaurant or Dickies.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty northwest winds now continuing to pump in the colder air, sunshine, and 40 degrees, feeling colder with the wind around today. Overnight tonight, 29. Outside the Beltway, it will be colder. Sunny tomorrow, 40. Mostly cloudy Sunday. Highs just above 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's right at the freezing mark, 8:56.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk. Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Well, coming up on Monday, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, always entertaining. Trevor Maddox will be along to talk about how we defeated the Eagles, and Mercedes Schlapp will be here. Hey, there's Chris Plant. Hello, Christopher.
You can foresee the future on Sunday now? Is that
I assume it's like the optimism.
You know, when everything's going your way, everything's going your way. The way I see it, that's pretty good stuff. And I love Joe DeGeneva, too. Great guest. How much money did Donald Trump spend